This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Randall was asking the question, why can't we get more empirical evidence? William Puckett, a response?
Some people would say we have it. One person in specific is Dr. Roger Lehrer, who's passed away a few years ago. I'd met Dr. Lehrer a few times. For your listeners, Roger Lehrer was a podiatrist, a foot doctor, but, you know, invested his time and money into extracting alleged implants out of people that claimed they were abducted and implanted with different objects. I met a couple of his patients. He claims that he has had some of these implants analyzed and that the implants were proven to have non-terrestrial isotopic ratios of elements, radioactive isotopes that were not known to be present on Earth because they have different ratios of, they call them neutrons. They have different, less or more neutrons in standard elements.
Just want to mention parenthetically, Dr. Lehrer was on the Paracast a total of four times between 2006 and 2013. So you can go to our archives and just search Lehrer, and you'll find them. Go ahead, please, William.
So Dr. Lehrer claims he has that evidence. Other scientists apparently disagreed with him. I have not looked at the specific, you know, chemical tests that he had done. I have had some of my own samples analyzed by a material specialist in California. And, you know, I've had some material, one of which was an implant. I was told that it was of unknown metallic alloy. You know, there was no material. It doesn't mean it was a non-terrestrial. It just means that the particular manufacturing process, you know, was unknown. I mean, he looks at it through X-ray diffraction and scanning electron microscopy and can't explain any known manufactured substance on Earth.
Right.
It doesn't mean that it was extraterrestrial.
That's a really important point to bring up. So I'm really glad that you did, because of course, you know, but being a ufologist, I've looked into these claims myself. And what you get there, to clear up any confusion with our listeners, is that there's a big difference between saying that it's an unknown element and saying that it just hasn't been produced by any manufacturing process that we know about.
Right. I mean, I've done some of my own analysis. I've done density analysis of materials, and I was able to, just through the density, to go to a table and figure out, like, I had some material allegedly dropped from a UFO that turned out to be a melted down mining tool. I sent that same sample to this material specialist, and he gave me the same result. And I was able, through X-ray diffraction, scan electron microscopy, I was able to make the same determination independently through a density analysis of what material it was. So, you know, sometimes you can do that, but I would like to say this to your listeners. If we had video, audio, photos, non-human DNA, and material that was shown to be of extraterrestrial origin with respect to isotopic ratios, there'd still be many scientists that would question it. You could have incontrovertible evidence, even artifact from a UFO, and there's still people that wouldn't believe it, even if you had it. I will make that statement.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, there's still people who believe that the world is flat. They have a flat Earth conference, even. And they, for some reason, because I guess I think it's biblical or something, that, you know, God created the four corners of the earth are somewhere in there. And so they think that the world is flat. You know, right. So, I mean, you can't prove to some people something that they just simply don't want to believe. Then again, there's people who want to believe and they require next to no evidence at all. So I think we need to have something in the middle, and that's where science comes in. But with ufology, as one of our past guests, Sharon Hill, pointed out, we tend to get very scientifical about it. And so she wrote the book Scientifical Americans, in which she describes this problem where people in the paranormal, ufology is guilty as well in certain places of co-opting scientific terms and technology and jargon and using it to make it sound like we're doing a scientific job of investigating, when in fact we're not.
I admit my own gullibility. I mean, I had a case a couple of years ago back in Connecticut. The guy called me and he claimed that he was outside and he saw this UFO hovering, and he shined a laser pointer that you use to make a presentation up at it. And this thing shot a beam down at his feet and blew a hole in one of his landscape stones. And he took a photo of this stone where it was carved out and claims that's what happened. And he claimed he was harassed by men in black, and, you know, they come and took his camera and they come and took his, you know, other things out of his house. And I finally determined the guy was a hoaxer. And he never would send me the stone. I bought some stones from Home Depot that were made of the same material, but I never could get in. That's how I determined he was a hoaxer, because I want to see that stone. I will pay for the shipping. You send me that stone. I saw a photo, but I never saw the stone. But I mentioned I'm gullible because, hey, wow. Here it is. This is what I've been looking for 20 years. This is the case. But
really,
say UFO, what's UFOs and what goes up must come down. And that's happened for me many a time.
You know, even then, though, all you're going to have is a rock. You're not going to have a spaceship or a craft or whatever it happens to be. We're not sure. There's spaceships. Maybe they're able to somehow warp in from another universe, just disappear here. Where do you think they come from anyway? I mean, if you were to just theorize and say, okay, we're not being scientific about it, but we're trying to employ a little bit of critical thinking at least, you know, where do you think they come from? Because we're both believers, obviously, that something is going on. We've got these alien craft flying around. Where do they come from?
Well, that's major question. In my opinion, I think that UFO phenomena are parallel universe and higher dimensional phenomena. I do not believe that they are interstellar travelers from the Milky Way galaxy, our galaxy. I believe that they're coming from other dimensions and other universes. And that's why they cause electromagnetic disturbances and power outages and, you know, people, car engines, truck engines shutting off. I've had those cases. I believe that's where they're coming from. I don't think that they're coming in and out of our atmosphere on a regular basis, like some people do. But that's my opinion. I believe that, and this is my own opinion, that there is definitely intelligent life in our own galaxy, probably teeming with it. But I think that their technology, if they're still around, if they've survived, like we talked about previously, global climate change and wars and other things, they probably have the technology to know that we're here, and they know quite probably as much about us as they need to already. But other universes, other dimensions, I believe that we're interacting with them to an extent. That's my opinion. I cannot strictly my opinion.
Hey, we got William, really fascinating episode here of the Paracast, and we got more to come. William Puckett, and he's a scientist, a real scientist. He worked for the EPA. That he has to have stories about that. But we're talking about UFOs with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
No, I'm not asking him about EPA experiences, but he's gone through several generations of that. So that would be fascinating. So we have a real scientist here talking about UFOs, possible origins for UFOs, where they might come from. What about time travelers?
Well, that's another possibility. You know, a gentleman, his name was Mark Davenport. He was married to a woman that was an abductee. Tragically died fairly young, I believe, from cancer. Wrote a book, I believe it was called Messengers in Time or something. Very good book. He's not a scientist. He was actually a contractor, but really presents a really interesting argument about a lot of UFOs could be time travelers. And that's a definite possibility. I mean, people describe beings as large heads, small bodies. Well, I mean, look at evolution. I mean, if we get evolution goes and we don't need to exercise as much, you know, toying in fields with robots and technology and we're using our brain, the brain grows bigger and bigger. Maybe that is it. Maybe we're looking at some phenomena that are us, you know, a few millennia or centuries away. That's another possibility. I can't discount that.
You know, I've also raised the possibility here that maybe they're robots. The creatures we see are not physical creatures. And there may be many reasons for that. If E.T. is here, maybe they send their robots because they fear somebody's going to shoot them down. Not just because someone fired at Klaatu in the day the Earth stood still, but you get the picture. That could be one reason, or it could be a way of not having to suffer the rigors of space travel. And the reason I mention that is because we have these two brothers, twin brothers, one of whom spent a year in space, one of whom didn't. And although they were, I guess, identical twins, because of the space voyage, 1 year, there were substantial differences in the bodies of the two, at least when you measure things chemically. And if that's the case, space may cause all sorts of havoc unless ETs advance enough to overcome that, or they just use robots.
Well, that's another possibility. Relativity, both special and general relativity, you know, talk about the time thing. I'm reading a book right now by Dr. Brian Greene, Fabric of the Cosmos. I recently finished one on parallel universes. And I mean, he talks about relativity. I mean, if you're sitting on a photon light, the clock ain't ticking. There's no time. The clock is sitting still. Speed of light.
It's all relative, of course. I mean, time, people tend to misunderstand the whole concept in the first place, but obviously, you know, time is happening relative to the photon to other observers outside it, so to speak.
I wanted to mention that sci-fi film Arrival, as Amy Adams played this linguist. Didn't they speak, in a sense, using time?
I saw one of those shows, but I didn't see all of them. I think there were sequels, so I can't really address
that. There's
no
sequel to this one. You're talking about The Arrival.
Okay.
Which was a totally different film. That was more of a, you know, trashy sci-fi. This was one more sophisticated where Amy Adams plays a linguist, and she has to meet with E.T. and try to find a way to talk to them.
Right. Yeah, I didn't see that particular one, but, I mean, you know, relativity essentially says that we're moving through space, but we're also moving through time. Everything is. Like you said, it's all relative. I'm going to really get out on the limb here. This is a Paracast, but, you know, I mean, you've had people talking about near-death experiences, I'm sure, and, you know.
Sure. We get into that quite regularly.
I mean,
Morgan Knudsen, our last guest, talking hauntings and afterlives and all sorts of stuff.
I mean, people talk about, they see the light, you know, they're going into this light. Well, I thought about that. You know, we're moving through time, but maybe we're moving through time at the speed of light. And when we die, we're beyond space and time. And people see the light because we're not moving through time anymore because you're dead. So you're still moving through space. I mean, I'm really getting out on the limb, but people report that phenomena. And I get personally, you know, I do believe in the afterlife, that, you know, that reality is rooted beyond that. We're changeless, formless, eternal beings by our nature, intrinsic nature.
And okay.
Yeah, I'm really getting out on the limb now.
You're going way out there. Yeah.
I'm really going out there now, aren't I?
That's just fine.
Anyhow, I just thought about that reading this book on relativity, and you know, and people report this, and when they have near-death experiences, I've known a few people that have had them, but I can't speak for it. Again, that's, you know, the proof is in the witness, you know.
We've talked back and forth about the fact that in some studies, such as one of our regular show participants, he calls himself Red Pill Junkie, and we know him as Miguel. He wrote this long piece for our PowerCast newsletter in which he showed you the resemblances, and there were many, between near-death experiences and UFO abductions. Just a thought.
Well, there's a psychologist, Dr. Janet Colley, whom I used to meet because she was a research associate with NARCAP, and you know, I'd had some discussions with her. Her and her husband, Tom Beck, I believe his name, they have a business of, she's a PhD psychologist, also a hypnotherapist. And she wrote a book, Sacred Encounters, that addresses that she did a statistical study and found that people that have near-death experiences and UFO abductions have more psychic abilities. And she used an objective protocol to make that determination that people had more, and she had some things she used that would determine psychic abilities. And she did a statistical, peer-reviewed statistical significant study on that. And she talks about that in Sacred Encounters, just exactly what you're talking about, between UFO abductions and near-death experiences develop that ability.
Interesting. But then, in, you know, we're talking about two different kinds of experiences in some very important respects. When a person has a near-death experience, it's a completely subjective experience, something that occurs to them or seemed to occur to them within their own mind while they were allegedly unconscious. Whereas a UFO experience, especially like the ones we're talking about where you have radar visuals, I mean, you have people who are highly trained, awake, in good health, who are chasing after something that's been tracked by radar. So we have two different, completely different kinds of phenomena going on here. One's completely physical, where presumably they have weight, they leave trace evidence. The other one is more like a dream state.
You know what? We've got a break now. Before people start dreaming. No, that's not it. William, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Homeland Security says despite tweets by President Trump, it won't be sending immigrants to be detained in sanctuary cities. The president said places like California keep asking for migrants to be allowed in.
We'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply. And let's see if they're so happy.
The president reportedly told an official at Homeland Security that if he closes the southern border, he would grant him a pardon if challenged. The president also said that the U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service.
It will transform the way our citizens work, learn, communicate, and travel. It'll make American farms more productive, American manufacturing more competitive.
There was a security scare at the White House on Friday. A man in a wheelchair set his jacket on fire. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Before we go back to Randall, if you go to our forums or you subscribe to the Paracast newsletter, look at the issue for August 23rd, 2015, and it's got a long, long, long article. Sharon's Silvery Boat, The Overlap Between Near-Death Experiences and UFO Alien Encounters, Red Pill Junkie. A very, very long, long, long article. The longest one we've ever put in our newsletter. Several thousand words with references and everything. Just take a look at it. Go ahead, please.
You know, actually, there are a few people that claim that perhaps UFO alien abductions are out-of-body experiences. That's what they are. Personally, I don't believe that. But, you know, the Betty and Barney Hill experience, you know, is, I know Betty's niece, who's Kathleen Barden, who is still associated with MUFON. I've met her. You know, and Dr. Phyllis Bunninger, who's an organic chemist with MUFON, I've also worked with. I mean, she analyzed a dress, you know, and found some really strange stuff on Betty's dress, Betty Hill's dress. And, you know, again, Keyes Air Force Base allegedly has something on radar that night of the time when Betty and Barney encountered this UFO. So, you know, maybe there's a little bit of evidence that. Ironically enough, that particular episode was on one of the Project Blue Book episodes, although again they exaggerated a lot of the, you know, the put it in kind of a documentary where it was pretty fictional, but that was a Betty and Barney Hill case, and definitely was probably the UFO abduction that kind of started the phenomenon. I remember reading about it in Look magazine when I was a student here at Carroll College here in Helena, Montana in 1966, where Look magazine had a series on that. That's when I first read about it.
Let me throw this out for you. This is very interesting about UFO abductions, and we're talking here about out-of-body experiences in both cases. But this is something which I heard this on the show. We had Denise Stoner and Kathleen Martin. They co-authored a book together. And I think it's Denise who mentioned this. In one of her abduction experiences, she met somebody else during the experience. And then later on, they agreed to meet in the real or regular world, and they did. So whatever the experience was, we have two people in two separate parts of the country contacting each other within the nature of this experience and then meeting up once they're awake or away from ET. That is still something that really interests me.
Yeah, you have to wonder. I mean, you know, if they, assuming they didn't know each other and somehow or another they, you know, wound up with a spaceship or whatever or some other parallel universe realm or wherever they go and they get abducted and then, you know, they join up with each other. Yeah, you have to wonder about that. I've heard of those stories. I mean, I have had a lot of strange reports. I mean, not just UFOs, but you know, once in a while I'll get ghost reports or other paranormal phenomena. I will put them up on my site. Sometimes I classify them as X-Files. I put them under X-Files. But another phenomena that I've had some reports of and going to my X-Files, this woman sounded real credible. She was a school teacher, and she claimed that her and her daughter saw a raccoon, and I'm trying to remember the exact story, and the raccoon morphed into an old woman, and they're looking at this out their window, subsequently morphed into a UFO and took off. And she really, to me, I mean, she's well-educated, spoke and came across to me as quite intelligent, very articulate, as believable, you know. Do I believe it? Again, it's proof in the pudding. I mean, the Skinwalker Ranch, which I'm sure you've probably had some stories about that in some of your paracasts in Utah, you know, that's what they talk about, is skinwalkers can morph from animals to humans to, you know, other things, you know, just...
But that's not really all that fantastical. I mean, the stories are made to sound fantastical, but, I mean, they can make Michael Jackson appear on a stage and look like he's actually there singing along with someone who actually is there now. Our own technology can do that now. So who's to say what's really going on? Sort of a rule of thumb that I tend to use is that if we can do it, then we should probably assume that it is we and collective sense. Somebody on Earth with Earth-made technology is doing it rather than something alien. You know what I'm saying?
It's interesting also there in the new Star Wars film directed by J.J. Abrams, which is what, episode 9? Carrie Fisher, who is going to be in the film. And in fact, you know, there was in the 7th film, one of the characters, Peter Cushing, who died, what, in the 70s or 80s? Famous British actor, appeared in a lot of the horror films. Really good actor. They brought him back, too.
That's a really good point. As a matter of fact, I got Rogue One from the library the other day. I somehow completely missed it in theaters. And, she looks exactly and sounds exactly like Carrie Fisher.
Well, Carrie Fisher passed away a few years ago, didn't she?
Yeah, she's gone.
She sure did.
Yeah.
She did it while one of the films was being edited.
Right. And her mother, Debbie Reynolds, passed away within a few weeks of when she did, I believe, from my recollection.
It was actually days from grief, because they were so close.
Right. I love Debbie Reynolds. I love her songs. I remember her song, Tammy, which she sang in 1956 or 57. It was a number one hit. I'm a music collector, a 56s music collector. I just love her songs. So
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Jeez. Just the other day, I ran across this old record collection I had from Time Life magazine. Seven right. LP vinyl set of all these 1970s hits. So
yeah, I have a complete Time Life rock and roll country western collection. I've got all their stuff. So
I was just laughing at some of this stuff. You know, it was a complete trip back through time. Anyway, we're getting what I guess time travel in a different way going there. But it was just like sending me back through to the 70s, listening to all this old stuff because you remember it.
Right.
But okay. But returning to the topic. Okay. We still have with abductions versus NDEs. We have missing time with abductions where people are actually physically missing from their beds kind of thing. They're just not there. Nobody goes missing off the operating table while they're in an NDE. That's a completely internal, subjectively generated experience. You know?
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah, I've heard of people missing from their bed. I've even heard of people that one woman claims she was abducted and they took her up through the trees and she wound up back in her bed with leaves in her feet the next morning, you know? And you know, there's a case with Bud Hawkins investigated in New York where some credible, I believe it was embassy officials or maybe UN people saw this light beaming down from a UFO into a apartment building, a high-rise apartment building, this woman floating up into the UFO. I mean, they testified to that, and she knew she had been abducted, so... You know, you look at cases like that, and, you know, it does make you scratch your head, you know. I mean, maybe it's happening.
Well, something is happening, and that is we're going to have one more segment featuring our guest, William Puckett. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
William, let me ask you something at the beginning. I'm putting you on the spot here. As you know, we have a supplementary radio show called After the Paracast, available only to subscribers of Paracast Plus, and they get the ad-free version of this show. Would you have any interest in doing another 30, 40 minutes on it? We can schedule it after we finish this episode.
Sure.
Okay.
Cool.
There it is, folks. Tomorrow? You subscribe to the Paracast Plus. You'll hear him, more of him. And we have more from Morgan Knudsen and a number of other guests. Kevin Randall. A lot of guests stay over for the secondary show. Let's continue this about UFO abductions. And the other thing that interests me, of course, is the so-called screen memory, where someone sees this owl-like figure, which manifests itself either through memories or hypnotic regression into some kind of experience with a UFO. And I always voice this thing, and they always ignore me. I said, what if the UFO abduction experience is the screen memory for something else? But what?
Well, that's correct. I mean, I read at least one or two of Whitley Strieber's books, and he talks about that, his own experiences of, remember seeing an owl, you know, and then he gets hypnotized, and then, you know, the owl is something else, you know. And certainly I've heard other people talk about that. I've had some of my own cases where people experience that. I do believe that, and we talked about that a little bit earlier in the show, about psychic ability, and some people may very well be psychically in tune with these phenomena. I mean, I have a real good friend, I won't mention her name specifically, on the West Coast, and I actually work with her in some of my abduction cases, and she is a long-standing experiencer, and she talks about things in her life that all mind-blowing, and she's very credible. She's very educated and very intelligent. So, you know, she does talk about that, and I believe that there are some people psychically in tune that can do that. So, anyhow, that's my spin on that.
Well, there might be something to it. It's hard to say. How do you test something like that, really? I mean, we have people who claim to be in psychic contact with aliens, and they do channeling and bring us all sorts of wisdom from the aliens. But again, I mean, they never tell us anything we don't already know.
I had this argument, by the way, that maybe it would bring on an experience, but it won't. E.T., at least the E.T., who appears in UFO contacts or in these channeling experiences, that ET is feckless. Because it can say all these high and mighty words about peace and brotherhood. No more war. No more famine. Fix climate change. Nothing ever happens.
Well, yeah, that's another thing. You know, a lot of people talk about they get shown all this futuristic scenes, you know, where the earth is on fire and all this. And, you know, you got to wonder about that. I mean, where's the proof, you know? I mean, say it is or it isn't, but people do claim that, some people do, when they're on, you know, when they're having these experiences, they claim they, you know, they go through the medical tests and stuff, but other people claim, well, they talk about this, you know, they see these scenes, and I don't know, maybe they are, maybe it's another future. I mean, maybe it, you talk about parallel universes. I mean, some scientists claim, I mean, every time you make a decision, you turn left, you turn right. You know, maybe in another universe, you turn left. In one universe, you turn right. Who am I to say that that's not possible, you know?
Anyhow. Well, alternative realities are actually pretty interesting. And here's another thing. We were just talking about Star Wars and sort of the connection there. And I ran across another one just the other day that connects that sort of thing to alternative realities. Have you ever heard of the Mandela effect?
I've heard of it, but I can't, you know, I've heard the term, but I can't speak in specifics about it.
Okay, so do you remember Nelson Mandela dying in jail?
No, he was released.
Exactly. That's what's happened in this universe. Unless you talk to some people, like myself and some other people, quite a few of them, if you look this up, actually remember he died in jail. And then when he got out, we were going, I thought he died in jail. What is going on? So people started taking this idea of maybe some alternate reality sort of seriously, that there are people that have slid back and forth with respect to either their memories or who knows exactly. So it's kind of way out there. But Gene, another one I ran across the other day, like, you know, Star Wars, what color is C-3PO?
Before we get to Star Wars lore, I should tell you here that I'm going to rain on your parades, every last one of you, in my response. I have no memory. I have no memory whatever of whether Nelson Mandela was released from prison, died in prison, or whatever. I know I knew about it at the time, and maybe I should have paid more attention, but I didn't capture that detail. I'm, you know, okay, whatever it is, that's the news. I did not dwell on it, but I understand your point. I find things that are different that I remember them, and I was suggesting here is that we live in different realities, and just like you're talking about Mandela effect. And that some people are in reality A and some people are in reality B, and they intersect from here to there. Maybe that's why you put three people in a room and stage some kind of event, you'll get three different stories. Because are all being accurate and telling you what happened, only it didn't happen in the same reality.
Right. So, you know, you remember when we were talking about this before, we were talking about how, like, did Dolly have braces and that sort of thing in Bond, right? When it had jaws? Well, I was asking you there just sort of before you disappeared, because we were talking about Star Wars. What color do you remember C-3PO being?
CP3O.
C-3PO.
Yes.
Now, R2-D2.
I just remember, them being generic metallic colors, and that's it. And the reason I say that is because I'm not a Star Wars nerd. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm not a Star Wars nerd. I don't care. So because I don't care, I didn't absorb that.
All right. How about you, William? Did you follow Star Wars at all?
Not very much.
Oh, great. So I'm all completely alone in this.
If I start commenting on Star Wars, you're going to get much different count, because I didn't. I saw Return of the Jedi, and that was the only episode I ever saw with some friends back in the 80s, I guess I saw that.
So I remember seeing the original Star Wars film, which I now call, Episode 4? A New Hope. And this is like 79. And everybody's lining up in the movie theater. You never see this anymore because they have so many screens. But then we wait like an hour to get in. And my wife caught chicken pox from somebody. That's what I remember about it. I also remember that as much as people liked the film, I thought that George Lucas stole a lot of things from Flash Gordon, Buck Rogers, those movie serials from the 30s. Even the theme for Darth Vader is vaguely reminiscent of the theme for Ming the Merciless. Check it out. By the way, William, tell our listeners if they want to know more about what you do. Where do they go?
Well, I recommend people go to my website, www.ufosnw.com, and all the cases I talked about tonight, not some of the paranormal speculation that I made, but all the UFO cases are up on my site. I have audio reports from witnesses, videos. You can go on the tabs and get specific cases for videos or audios, and even some of my radio broadcasts are up there.
Thank you, William. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And you'll hear more, by the way, from our guest William Puckett on After the Paracast, where he'll talk about more cases. I have a few ideas, things I want to ask him then. That's going to be After the Paracast, but only available if you out there, subscribe to the Paracast Plus. You also get a version of this show free of the network ads. Just go to plus.theparacast.com for more information, plus.theparacast.com for more information about the Paracast Plus. William Puckett, thank you so much for joining us on the Paracast.
Well, it's a pleasure to be there.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.